From Mendocino County Public Broadcasting, this is the KZYX News for Tuesday, June 8th. I'm Sarah Wright. As the region heads into a massive drought and the start of fire season, there are some signs of optimism about humanity's ability to reverse some of the damage it's done. Gerald Bam Britton, a senior at Round Valley High School in Covelo, recently made a film with a title that sounds like a line from a poem about nature. From River to Ridge and From Fish to Fire is a series of interviews with scientists and tribal elders about the relationship between fire and water, different trees on the landscape, and the now scant runs of salmon and steelhead in the eel. Britton won an internship from the Public Broadcasting Service through Keat TV in Eureka earlier this year and worked with the Eel River Recovery Project to meet up with interviewees in the field. Last week, he was featured on the PBS Student Media Showcase for his work about cultural response to climate change.
Well, I just like being in the outdoors, and the internship, it gave me an opportunity to learn about just like control burning, pros and cons of fire, the ways to increase fish population, and the reasons why fish don't run in our area. And I felt like it was a good opportunity for me to learn about all this, so after I graduate, I can have some knowledge.
Britton is headed off to Northwest Indian College in Washington to major in Native Environmental Science. He got a head start on that in his interview with Vernon Woods Wilson, a former Caddo tribal chair and champion of controlled burns. Wilson explained how fir trees in the lower 10-mile creek, which are no longer controlled by prescribed burns, suck up huge amounts of water and then choke out the oaks, which are keystone species.
I was really sold on what he said about it when he said that you can tell that the fir trees don't belong here because they can't handle the drought. They'll get sick and die, but the oak trees can flourish. They just need us to give them a chance.
The area that we was in, he's been there or lived there like his whole life. So it was very important that we listened to him, how things should be done and how things shouldn't be done. Just like control burning, just taking everything out little by little until it all adds up.
Kelda Britton is the senior class advisor and natural resources teacher at Round Valley High. She accompanied Bam on a trip to the North Fork Eel River watershed, where they heard a sobering assessment.
You know, last year during the August complex fire, it's the largest fire in California history, right in our backyard. And that fire has devastating effects on our land and on the mountains and the wildlife. And I think that Bam's video is very timely in sort of illustrating some of that.
And I'm glad you brought up the August complex fire, because the interview that's haunting me the most was the one with John Elgin talking about how all the rest of the landscape will burn as badly as it burned in the August complex fire within 3 to 5 years. And he doesn't say it will burn unless we do something to fix it. He's credible. How do you deal with news like that?
That was my first trip out through the country, and it was devastating seeing the char, seeing, you know, the soil, how charred it was, and no vegetation. And so, you know, I think that John's words were, I mean, he was really speaking from the heart. I mean, it's very serious. And John, you know, experienced the entire thing. And when the August complex fire was happening, it burnt right up to his house. I think that, you know, what John had to share, everyone should be listening to and paying attention. And that goes for everyone in Bam's video.
Just watching John for like 2 days, just talking, he's already one of the more knowledgeable guys in my life that I've seen. And he just gives hints about what we can do and what we shouldn't do to make, like, to prevent fires and to make sure that they don't happen.
What was the best advice that you got about moving forward and trying to make sure that the fish have enough water and that there's fire in the right proportions? Did you get a sense that there is something that humans can do to solve this problem that we've caused?
Yeah, there's actually a part in the video of Ernie Merrifield explaining it. It's preserve and protect, just being out in the land and taking care of it, just even if it's taking a hike or just taking family out there, just showing the land that we care.
Yeah, I just wanted to share that, you know, being better relatives, and, you know, Ernie's words and John's words and Woodsy's words kind of all are still echoing in my mind. You know, our ancestors, they knew how to live in balance with the land, and they had very strict protocols and ceremonies, and a lot of that was taken away, right? And so things are a lot different in, you know, today's day and age. But for me, that's kind of the message that I got from this film. And like Bam was saying, Ernie was talking about preserving and protecting, just, you know, being better relatives and being in balance and being mindful and trying to be better stewards of the environment.
Do you think that there's enough time to solve the problem? Do you think we can do it?
Yeah, of course. As long as there's people living on the earth, I believe there's plenty of time.
For KZYX News, I'm Sarah Wright. For all our local news with photos and more, visit kzyx.org. You can also subscribe to the KZYX News podcast wherever you get your podcasts.